Blog Talk Radio.
Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall.
I know he watches over me. His eye is on the fair, and I know he watches.
And I know He watches me.
He watches me.
His eye is on the sparrow. And I know He watches.
I know He watches.
Welcome to Jesus in the Morning. I am Caleb Boujay. You are praising with Evangelist Barbara Mack of Freedom Doors Ministries in Jacksonville, Florida. Live Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Standard Time. I stop by from time to time to say, get your praise on, everybody. Get your praise on.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Get your praise on. Amen. Oh, yeah, any opportunity, any time of day, any chance we get, we want to give God the praise. And as Kayla has said, welcome to Jesus in the Morning. I'm your host, Evangelist Barbara Mack. And today is February 17th, 2014. God has blessed us with 2 months and 17 days into this new year. That is truly a blessing because He could have cut us off. We could have gone on. But He allowed us here to get another chance to get it right with Him, a chance to love more, share more, help others, pray more, praise more, work on our patience more, many different things. So we're grateful unto Him today. And I thank Him this morning for another Monday morning. And they always tell me, oh, Monday's just a blah, blah day of the week. No, Monday's a great day because it started a new week for me. God has blessed me to be here for another week, so we're grateful unto Him this morning. Our topic today is inventory, check the records. Yeah, and so I want to thank God for giving that to me because daily we have to check ourselves, you know, because we go through the day and we go through so much. And a lot of us, we deal with a lot of people and other things, so we want to always be checking to make sure we're where we're supposed to be in Him and that He's leading and guiding us in all that we do. We never want to really step out in us because it can easily, it will be a flop. But if He's leading God, He's leading and guiding in all truth, and the road is going to be a wonderful road to walk down. Now, of course, we'll have our trials. We're going to have those. But we know our trials come today to make us strong. And so we're just grateful unto Almighty God. We're going to one more song of the morning. And when we come back, we're coming back with our morning prayer. And after morning prayer, we'll have our morning scripture reading. And we'll go from there. I'm going to dedicate this one to Brother Louis this morning.
Well, the devil's in the phone booth, dialing 911. Here the church is on the knees and they're loading up the spirit.
everyone that I see. You know the keys to the kingdom are the secret to success. To loose the Holy Ghost and the Son, the devil's in the phone booth.
9911.
Well, the devil's in the phone booth. 9911. Yeah, the church is on their knees and they're loading up the spiritual gun. Well, the devil thought he had us, but the tables have turned. And now he's on the run. The devil's in the phone booth. Sanctified me, now the Holy Ghost is setting me free from the things of the world that were looking mighty good. The devil lied and said they were fine. Now the devil's in the phone booth, down at 911. Well, the devil's in the phone booth, down at 911. Yeah, the church is on the knees and the Lord is on the spiritual gun. Well, the devil's already had us.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Every time I hear that, I have to laugh. The devil's in the phone booth dialing 911. And he's saying that the saints on their knees praying and loading up their spiritual gun. Because we have to shoot that devil sometimes. And we shoot him with prayer. We shoot him with praise. We shoot him with the word of God. Because if we remember to trust him and trust his word, all we'll be all right around here. Hallelujah. God bless you this morning. God bless you. And we're going before the throne of grace to make our petition known this morning unto Almighty God who has all the power. There's no higher power today. So when we go to all power, there's nothing he can't do for us. We just have to remember that. Keep the faith. Keep confidence, which is trust in him. So let us pray this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning, thanking you for another day. Father, we thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for watching over us as we slumbered and slept last night. You woke us up this morning, clothed in our right mind, with the use and activities of our limbs. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all you've done already. Hallelujah. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And we come this morning asking for forgiveness of all our sins and wrongdoings. Lord, we ask that you would put them in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember them again. And we thank you this morning, Father, for forgiving us. We thank you for looking beyond our faults and yet meeting our needs. We thank you for being on our side today in spite of ourselves. Lord, we thank you for your spirit leading and guiding. We thank you for all you've done, what you're doing right now, and, Father, for what you're going to do. I come this morning, Father, and we touch and agree, bringing every caller and every listener before you. And, Father, we ask that you would bless them going out and bless them coming in, meet the need in their lives today according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. And, Father, this morning we know that there's nothing too hard for you to do. And whatever situations there are, Lord, we know that you're able. And I believe you're willing this morning. Father, we ask that you would do this for your people today. In the name of Jesus, bless those that are sick among us, God. We ask that you would heal as only you can do. You're the great physician, the God that healeth thee. You took a beating for the healing of the nation. And, Father, there's yet healing in the hem of your garment. And this morning as we reach out to touch you, heal, Lord, like you did the woman with the issue of blood. Many have gone to the doctor and got bad diagnosis. Many don't know which way to turn. But, Father, this morning we know you're a healer. We know that you're able. God, do it again for your people in the name of Jesus. Bless those that are incarcerated and their families this morning. Father, we ask that you would set free. For whom the Son set free is free indeed. And Lord, not only that, but we know that God, you can sup with them. You can go in and talk with them. And Lord, give them a change of heart and mind. Lord, help today as only you can do. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Bless those that are in every branch of the military and their families. Father, bless the leadership of the military. Bless the leadership of America, O God. Lord, have mercy upon us this morning and forgive us as Americans for turning our back on you and taking the ways of the world. Lord, taking the ways of the things that the enemy dangle in front of our face. Lord, have mercy this morning because he's dangling all kind of things. But, Lord, we know that you're able. And help us today, God, that when another God want to take your place, that, Lord, we will run back to you wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus. Father, bless every Blog Talk host that's teaching and preaching Jesus, leading others to you through your Son this morning. Father, we ask that you would bless them and their households, all for your glory today. And Lord, that they would come out over and over again with the testimonies that you did it for them. Bless this segment of Jesus in the Morning. Father, we ask that you would have your way here today. We ask that you would help us to take self-inventory, help us to examine us. And, Father, not look at others, but look at the things that we're doing. Lord, we ask this morning that, God, you would increase our faith, increase our trust in you. Give us a spirit of prayer. Give us a spirit of praise. And, Father, send the spirit of patience today, the spirit of love to share with others, God. Lord, to come to someone rescue, to lift up your name in the earth, Lord, that you would draw all men unto you. Father, we ask that you would do this for us today in the name of Jesus. Bless bereaved families. Bless widowers everywhere today. Oh, God, they stand in the need of you, and there's none like you today. Help right now in the name of Jesus. For, Father, we know you to be a right now God if we need you right now. Oh, we thank you this morning. We thank you for prayer. We thank you for hearing and answering. Father, we thank you that where two or three are gathered in your name that's touching and agreeing, Lord, you are in the midst. So not only do you hear, but, Father, you are answered. Help those today that are standing in financial need, oh God. Many need to pay bills and do other things. Strengthen those that are in ministry today. Lord, I ask that you would lead and guide them in the right path today for your name's sake, in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory. We give you honor and praise, and, Father, we worship you this day in spirit and in truth. And, Lord, we give it all up to you today, and we walk away knowing that it's all right. Hallelujah. It is done in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank him today for hearing and answering our prayers. We thank him today for leading and guiding. We thank him for being on our side in spite of us. Hallelujah. He looks beyond faults and yet meet needs. And we're grateful unto him this morning. Almighty God, hallelujah, that has all the power. There is no higher power today. And so we're grateful again unto Almighty God. I love him today, but with him who first loved me. Oh, yeah. And so we thank him. We're going to one more quick song of the morning. And when we come back, we're coming back with our morning scripture reading.
Tell somebody the holiness is right. It's a right. Tell your neighbor the reason I'm acting like I'm acting. I got something on the inside. Working on the outside. It's a great change that's coming in my life. Something on the inside. Working on the outside, Lord. What a change in my life.
Something on the inside. Working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life.
You ain't in no studio to be cute. You in church. I don't want no studio sound. I want a church sound. Something on the inside.
Working on the outside, oh, a change in my mind.
Hallelujah. I love that Bishop Ronald L. Brown. He believed in showed up churches. Hallelujah. Giving God the praise. People dancing before the Lord. And that kind of thing. And I like that myself. Hallelujah. Giving him all that we have. For today, he's worthy. And this morning, our scripture reading is coming from, excuse me, 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, and verse 28. That's 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, and verse 28. It says, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. And this is what the Lord was teaching on communion. But I decided the scripture this morning, I believe the Lord gave it to me, because we got to examine ourselves. And many, they don't examine themselves. They go ahead and take communion and not repent before taking it. And therefore, this thing brings damnation. It brings sickness. It brings many other things to the body because we put his blood and his flesh in us and we wasn't clean. And so it caused many things. But in that first part, let a man examine himself. This is what we want to do daily, as often as we can remember. We want to examine our own selves. We want to take self-inventory. And when I looked at self-inventory, I was looking at, you know, count up all the costs, count up the cost. And self-examine, I was thinking, thoroughly checking. If you go to the doctor for an examination, say your yearly checkup, he's going to give you a thorough examination. He's going to check the ears, the eyes. He's going to check everything, your mouth, everything, because he want to make sure that if something is there that shouldn't be, he catch it in time. And he know what medications to give you. He know how to treat this thing so that it won't become a complication or, you know, it won't get any worse, but that it will heal. So we want to examine ourselves. We want to take a thorough check of us for the record, for our own records, because daily as we live, we are making a movie daily. Your life is making your own movie, and one day that movie will be played. And when this movie come out and it's played before Almighty God, we want our movie to be according to what he would have it to be. We want it to be what he's pleased with and what he can accept. Because if not, we won't be able to go back with him and we won't be a part of him anymore. Because the movie that you made, it wasn't of him. It wasn't about him. He wasn't the star. He didn't have the leading role. So if it's that way, it's nothing he can do with it. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. And it's not a religion, but it's a way to live daily before him and man. Because we must consider man, too. He said we were in a candle that sit on a hill that couldn't be hid. He said we're the light of the world. We're the salt of the earth. We're what give the earth its savor, its flavor. And we got to be careful what we do so that men don't charge it to God. Because if we do something, the first thing a lot of people say, oh, see, I knew that. I don't want none of that, God. But Peter stood up when they saw what had taken place on the day of Pentecost. See, they was before men. God sent back the promise. And many didn't understand, but men saw this. And they asked them, the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do to be saved? Peter was the bold one that stood up and said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, which was that promise Jesus told him about before he left here. He told him he had to go away, but he was going to send back something for them that would keep them. And on the day of Pentecost, that day it come, and it filled them. Oh, yeah. Now Peter no longer could deny Jesus. Judas Iscariot was gone on. But Thaddeus and Matthew and John and all them boys there, they had a chance now. Because they had that inward man that leads and guides us. into all truth. It leads and guides us into the right path. So when we take self-inventory and check on us, and what we're checking on is our heart, because we're asking God daily to give us a clean heart, oh God, and renew the right spirit within me daily. Fix my heart and fix my mind. Fix my heart, Lord, today and regulate my mind. Help me, Lord, not to do nobody wrong. Help me to tell people the truth. Help me to walk upright before you. Father, bless the other believers, God, that they will walk upright before you. Lord, whatever's in their way, God, we ask that you would straighten it out today in them in the name of Jesus. We're not coming against them, but we're coming with them. Because we're two or three. They may not know you're praying for them, but we pray for every believer. We pray for all the saints. We pray for all our brothers and sisters, the ones we know and the ones we don't know. Because this pleases God. A lot of days we'll take self-inventory and we'll find out, you know what? I said something to that lady I shouldn't have said. I've gotten all the way home. The Fed was the cashier at the store. I was short with her or whatever. I've gotten all the way home. I don't even bring the groceries in the house or whatever. I turn around and I go back. And I said, sugar, listen, I was short with you this morning. Can you forgive me? And most times they'll say, oh, yeah, yeah, I didn't think nothing of that, but I did. Because when, as the ride home, when I took self-inventory, by the time I got home, I saw where I was wrong. So I want to go back and make it right so that it won't reflect on God. But she's saying that when that lady came back and apologized to me, you know, she wasn't going to hold it to heart or nothing like that, but she thought about, she was kind of snappy with me. What did I do? Many different things we'll do in the run of a day. We might tell a lie, not intentionally, but I'm coming over there and we never make it. We got to go back and apologize. Our intentions were to be there, but something come up or we forgot or whatever happened. So now we got to ask the person to forgive us and move on. And if we willfully did something against somebody or to somebody, we got to go back and make that thing right with them. But let a man examine himself. But let a man examine himself. You see, and daily, we eating of that bread and we drinking of that cup. Because daily we're remembering what Jesus did for us. We want to even remember the Last Supper, as they called it, where he sat with all of the apostles and explained to them what was going to take place. He washed their feet. And some of them, no, Lord, you can't wash my feet. He said, if I don't, you won't have no part in me. I got to wash your feet. Because, see, this is what happened. He's always teaching humbleness. He's always teaching lowliness. He was the Son of the true and living God. He had all the power now. All he had to do at any given time is call on his Father. But he wanted to leave an example for us. He wanted to teach us how to be lowly, how to be humble, how not to think more of ourselves than we ought. I don't care what you have, what position, and who you think you are. He was always teaching us it's not about that. It's about the deeds that we do. See, I'm Barbara Mack, but many days I don't even remember that. I know my name, and if you ask me, I can tell you my name. But I'm not operating in Barbara Mack daily. That's not what I'm operating in. So I don't even remember that part. But I do remember to serve in love. I do remember to talk to others in love and kindness, that he can draw them unto him. His word said, in love and kindness have I drawn thee. He didn't come out roughing you up. He didn't come out roughing you up as a sinner. Look at here, you sinner. You're going to hell, and I'm going to kill you if you don't get yourself together. I done sent my son out here to die for you, and this is what you got, to be a pedophile? My son done suffered for you, and this all you got is to be a whore? My son has suffered for you, and all you got for me is you a fornicator. This is not the way he do. But he come out in love, and he come out being kind to others. Many people on the job never say Jesus. Many people on the job never pull out a Bible. But they have such kindness about them, a kind spirit about them. They never, whatever the supervisors say, they agree to it and they go do it. They never say nothing back. Well, that's not my job. You'll never hear them say that. Because he's on the inside. And he'll work on the outside. And this is where he wants us to be. To examine ourselves. And to walk in humility. To walk in humbleness, lowliness, and love. Not raising no loud noise, not fussing and fighting about nothing. Okay, you did that, all right. Because his eyes are in every place. He's beholding the evil and the good. I've seen on YouTube churches where they have fight. They had a fight at the church. I've seen one video where a deacon drew a gun on another deacon. Yeah, that's not lowliness, that's not humbleness. That's allowing the evil spirit to use us. Because that flesh wear up. And that evil spirit come in and do it. Shoot him, slap him. That's not God. The only time you ever saw God get riled up is when they was in the house of the Lord and going to turn it into a den of thieves. He got with them, turned tables over, and beat them out of there. Because this is my father's house, and this is what you're going to do, make money? You're going to be in here, know the chicken is only worth 50 cents, but you're going to sell the chicken for a dollar? Get out of here. You're going to bring these books and set it up in the church and sell the movies and the books? In my father's house, he said his house would be called the house of prayer. It's not a house of wholesale or retail. It's not a shopping mall. It's not a store. His house is the house of prayer. So whatever we are offering up in this house is unto him. You said he called you to write the book? Okay, he did. But that's outside where you can sell it. Now, if you want to come in the house and give it away, I know God wouldn't have a problem with that. And many say they have faith, but they don't. I believe if God allowed me to write a book, it would be free. And baby, he would send some publishing around. Because he's got all the power, and if he's doing it, he can do it worldwide, nationwide. But let a man examine himself. Don't let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Daily. And I believe even so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup was the same thing when they was out in the Garden of Gethsemane. And the boys couldn't stay awake while he told them, go pray. They couldn't stay awake to pray. Because, see, if you watch them, their flesh come up more times than the spirit. If you watch them boys there, watch the apostles, they talking stuff like this. Who's going to be first in the kingdom? Who got more clout with Jesus than the other one? And that was not God, because guess what? He was constantly trying to show them it makes no difference, because the first will be last and the last will be first. If you feel left behind, I'm going to bring you in a place where you should be. Just remain humble and lowly and continue to walk in me. Yeah, in that movie Peter I watched, one was telling the other brother, these biological brothers, one telling the other one, well, mama said because I'm the oldest, I would be first. He said, no, I saw Jesus first, I'm going to be first. He said, no, I saw him and I told you about it. That's the flesh talking. And many times we will allow our flesh to override the Spirit of God and do what's pleasing and acceptable unto us. But because we're pleased with it and we can accept it, it does not mean that God can. So we got to examine ourselves. We got to take self-inventory for the records to make sure that what we're doing is pleasing and acceptable unto him. And it's what Almighty God can use. We can't worry about what we can use because we can use many things that's not right and never have a second thought about it. Today we know our daughters are having babies after babies out of wedlock, and we can accept that because we say it's the way of the world. It's what they're doing now. I can't accept it. You don't have a husband. What you talking about, a grandbaby? You need a husband. I'm talking about the church now, the church. I ain't talking about the building. I'm talking about the people. Oh, they've been living together for years. We just accept that. When them two come over to eat dinner, when them two come over to a family gathering, we never say nothing about, well, when y'all planning on getting married? We don't do this no more. We don't remind them that the eyes of the Lord is in every place. Because we've accepted it, it does not make God accept it. So we want to remind them of it. And you ain't got to be nasty about it. You can ease to him. Ease to a boyfriend. Say, look here, baby, y'all ain't planning on getting married. I was sure hoping to have you as my son-in-law. That's a way to talk to him. And make him think he's the best thing since sliced bread if he marry your daughter. Make her think she's the best thing since sliced bread if she marry your son. Because they're yet playing, yet making their own movies. Our children, they're making movies too. And when this movie is played, what will God see? And they got to yet examine themselves. They yet got to take self-inventory and check it for the record. So this is where we want to get, and we want to remind people what the word said, not in a nasty way, and not in a way to try to make them feel like they're guilty. But if the word fall on them in that way, it's nothing we can do, but we want to share the truth with them and remind them of things, because we don't want our family members going to hell, and we don't want our neighbors to die and go either. He wished that none should be lost. We wish that none should be lost either. Yeah, and it's all right today in Jesus' name. We're grateful unto him. We appreciate him and all he has done for us, because he's done great and mighty things for us, and we want to do great and mighty things in obedience, in patience, in love, in prayer, in praise. We want to have this going on for his sake and our sake. See, for his sake, to let him know where we are and, Lord, what we need. I need every day, Lord, I need thee every hour. I need thee. Oh, bless me right now, my Savior. Lord, I come. I come to thee. All right now, Lord Jesus, I come to you because, Lord, these are the things that are going on with me. I come to you because I see these things and I want them changed in my life. This is against you and I don't want to be against you. I'm for you today. But, Lord, I can't remain for you with these things in my life. I need you to remove them. I need you to deliver me today and set me free in Jesus' name. And when I tell you, when he hear those spiritual prayers that we pray concerning the spiritual things, he come quick. He wish none should perish. He'll come quick and remove that thing from you. Now, it's coming back most times, but when it come back, the house has been swept clean. His spirit is living in you now. So that which was in you, it can't come back and take residence again. But we got to want this thing and not look at the positions of people, not look at the places of people. Oh, I'm going over here to this church. It's a big church. People going to recognize it. That's why they got all this thing and improving. If Oprah said it, it makes it law. They got a thing now that says, as seen on TV. The devil is the prince of the air, and he's a liar. He's the father of all lies. He told the first lie. So as a scene on TV don't mean nothing to me. It don't mean that it worked good because you advertised it on television. I've gotten stuff I bought because it was shown a commercial on TV. It wasn't no good. You see? So they need to thin and prove stuff. But the way we need to thin and prove is through the word of God and in prayer. That's how we thin and improve it. That's how we finding out what God said and what God will do for us by through his word. Every word of God is pure. And this is the kicker right here. He is a shield unto them that put their confidence, their trust in him. See, he can't shield and protect us if we don't trust him. You won't know that his word is pure if you don't examine it. If you don't read it, if you don't study it, if you don't pray and ask him for understanding. But let a man examine himself and let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. You see? But I know this for myself today. As I draw nearer to him, he'll draw nearer to me. And as I ask him for spiritual things, he's going to do it. We may have prayed for some things that can manifest naturally. Lord, I need the house on the hill with a dog named Fluffy. And it's been years since you prayed the prayer and the house ain't showed up yet. Lord, I need a nice car, nice truck, nice SUV. You might have got something, but it wasn't the desire of your heart. Lord, I want that job, that next position. God is paying $2 more. He may not have given that to you. Well, Lord, I need you to change Big John. He acting a pure fool around here, Lord. Big John still acting the same way. But when you pray and you ask God to change you from the inside out, when you ask God to forgive you and you mean that thing, and Lord, don't let this find me in this place ever again. Deliver me today, oh God. I want to be set free from this. He here, and he's going to answer that quickly, quickly. If you mean that thing from your heart, God coming in, he's going to make a change. But we got to mean it from our heart. I don't know too many people say, well, this Sunday I'm going to church, and I'm going to church because I want to be changed from the inside out, and I don't never want to be the same no more. I don't know too many people that really say that. Most times it appears to be an accident because they go to church because they feel a need. They feel a need. And they really don't know what need it is. They think because they've been having some problems paying bills or the job cut back on the hours or somebody cussed them out and they got out of there and they got into something else. Here comes something else. They say, well, I need to go to church. So they go to church. But we need to go and teach our family members. We need to go because we want to get 100% right with him. We don't want him to deliver us from we didn't get the position on the job or they wrote me a pink slip on the job. Don't deliver me from that. God, deliver me from lying. Deliver me from sleeping with people I'm not married to. Lord, deliver me from drinking. Deliver me from still sneaking, smoking marijuana. Deliver me from committing adultery. Deliver me from following the world. Deliver me from the church that are not about you, but about the pastor and him building his empire and using your name. Deliver me from this, oh God. Open my spiritual eyes that I can see you, the move of you. Open my spiritual ears so that I can hear what you have to say to me, the church. And we're still talking about inventory, checking for the record. We're still talking about self-examination. See, I can see all of your faults. Yeah, you know that's how we do. We can see everybody else's faults but our own. Because it's hard for me to face me that I'm a bad person in this area. It's hard for me to see me over there and say something to hurt somebody's feelings. When I'm thinking I'm just upright with God and I'm a model Christian and I do no wrong. I'm just too perfect for the world. Yet I ain't gone nowhere. Yet I'm not an Enoch. I didn't go straight from earth to heaven. I'm still here. That tells me this. I still got some work on the inside need to be done. And lots of work on the outside need to be done. Well, how you got work on the outside? Well, I got to lose the weight, but it all starts on the inside. I got to keep going. But my heart, most of all, needs to be changed more than anything else, and he's going to give me a change of mind. He'll change the way we walk. He'll change the way we talk. But many of us, we just think we done made it in, and when that movie play back, it's going to be some things we see that he see in that movie that we never considered because we thought we had it so together. And we are always the victim. I'm always the victim. They did this against me. I'm not the only one. You're not the only person somebody has ever hurt. You won't be the last one that somebody hurt. This is why I learned to get the duck skin, so that foolishness can roll off of me like water roll off a duck. It appears he's real oily. So when the water hit him, it just roll on off his back. And we got to get there because many things are coming our way that we won't appreciate. Some things are going to be lies. Some things we never thought about doing, we're going to be accused of it. And then some things we're going to be guilty of that we just don't want to face. But self-inventory is a beautiful thing. So let a man examine himself. Yeah, you want to examine yourself and see what's in there. And see, if you examine you, you don't have to be exposed to the public so everybody can know your sins. Because you've been taking self-inventory. You've been praying and asking God to deliver you and bring you out of this way, this wrong way of thinking and wrong way of doing things. Because I promise you, we can find something good about everybody. But something good about them is no good. We got to have God on the inside working on the outside. And all that's about him is good. Now, nothing about us is really good. That's why you hear me say, anything that I've done that was good, God did it. Because we come from a sinful nature. And right or wrong, as long as it's pleasing us, this is what we want. That's why we get into trouble in many different ways. I'm guilty of, oh, he's fine. He looks so good, I'm going to go with him. He asked me to be with him, I'm going to be with him because of the way he looked. But what's in his heart, I've never considered. I never considered what was really in their heart. Women and men, they have this idea of what a man should be, and they get with these people, and they're nothing like that. Then we hurt. Then we want to run around and be the victim. Oh, he hurt me, but did you tell the truth? Did you tell I never considered what was in his heart? Did you tell the truth that I got with him because I thought he was the one? I got with him because I so wanted a woman because I just so wanted a man. See, all of these things, when you take self-inventory and look, cause when I look back on my ex-husband, when I say to myself, because I was putting all the blame to him. Baby, I was riding out on him. Oh, he done smoked drugs. Oh, he was an alcoholic. Oh, I put all the blame to this. Oh, and then he got to the place where he was acting like he didn't want to work no more. Oh, I was putting all the blame to him. He did this, and he, oh, I could point my finger all day, and all. I am a fleet. I could just point things out. And one day the Lord showed me me in the marriage. I was floored. I was shocked. Mouth flew up, couldn't say nothing. Because what was I going to do with the truth? And the way he showed it to me, I couldn't make an excuse for it. It was what it was. Oh, yes. And when he showed me myself, I said, Lord, have mercy. I'm guilty. I'm just as guilty as he is. And I stopped pointing my finger at him. And I stopped accusing him. And I stopped reflecting on what he had done. Guess why? It would have caused me to reflect back on what I had done too. You see? When it's us, we can stop some things. When it's somebody else, we want to keep it going. Long as it was just him by himself and the Lord hadn't showed me me, I could just keep pointing my finger at him, keep talking bad about him and stuff. But when I got caught up in the mix, oh, I could bring it to a halt there. I could get quiet over this stuff. Yeah, and I begin to pray and tell the Lord, thank you for showing me me. And Lord, I'd never speak out against this man and all this stuff. Because I'm just as guilty as he is. And have mercy on the both of us. Bless his life. Save him, Lord. Sanctify him. Fill him with the Holy Ghost. Bless his wife. Yeah, God, and do all you can do for her. And I move on in Jesus' name. Yeah. Because when you examine yourself, many times you're going to find yourself at fault. And it's no time to sweep it up under the rug, but it's time to carry it to the altar. And lay it all out before the Lord. See, that's the beauty of just having a personal relationship. Nobody hear this thing but you and him. And he's the kind of God who won't share it with nobody else. It'll only be between the two of you. He won't share it with no one else. That's the beauty of the God that we serve, spiritual. I could be talking to you and praying for myself. I could be talking to you and praying for you, never moving my lips. You don't know what's being said. Hallelujah. But you can feel the presence of what's being done. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. So let a man examine himself. Uh-huh. And let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. But the only way we want to eat of that bread and drink of that cup is if we're worthy now. And what I mean by that, we repent before we take communion. Don't just go to taking communion now and not repenting to the Lord. Because that thing will bring up many illnesses and other stuff within you. Oh, yeah, in Jesus' name. We thank you this morning, God. In Jesus' name, we give you glory, honor, and praise in the name of Jesus for all that he did for us even before he got to Calvary, God. We thank you this morning that we can take self-inventory. We thank you this morning that we can ask you to deliver us from all evil in the name of Jesus. And Father, not only do you just hear it, but God, we know that you begin to work in our hearts. You begin to work in our minds. And we thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. I'll tell you something else. It's good to come from a background where you can hear some stuff. And when you hear this stuff, you don't take offense to it and act like, oh, they was wrong for saying that in there. I know in back in my day and in the African-American churches that I went to and I come from, when the preacher preached, he preached with authority. He preached as if he had never did nothing wrong. It's all about what you're doing wrong. But you appreciate that because it's not about him. It's about what's going on with me. Anybody ever been to a church service and the preacher preached and it was as if he was in your house? I've had even had people to tell me, weren't you at my bedroom window last night listening in or something? No way possible. But God sent that word for you so that now self-inventory is just out there for you. It's wide open. You can't lie that I didn't know I was supposed to look at myself. You can't lie. Because he brought it and showed you what you was doing, what you said, how it was said. But I thank God for preachers like that. It sounds like they're angry. But they're telling me the truth so that, look here, I want it however I can get it. Don't put me on no cotton balls, bed of cotton balls, and pat me. Don't do that. Come on with it and tell me the truth. I need to be set free. Come on with it so I can get right with God, because my plans are to go back with him. And if you sugarcoating and saying only what I want to hear, the rest of the stuff, I'm going to fail. When my movie's played back, I'm not going to get the right ratings on my movie. Therefore, they'll store my movie in a closet somewhere and never play it again. I want my movie to be played, and in the movie, I want to win. I want to hear him say, well done, that good and faithful servant. And then when I get on there, I want to go out and he show me things I've never seen before. Somebody said, I walk around heaven all day. I want to be able to be with the saints. And we on one accord. You ain't got to worry about nobody being off court. Well, see, sometimes we go to the service and we praising God and we mean it from our heart. But two or three people sitting up in there, maybe more, just looking at what we're doing. But when we get there, we all will be on one accord. Nobody will be looking at nobody else. Because we all, each one of us, are too busy giving up our all to him, giving up praises and worship unto him. And this is where we want to get, even on the earth. I can't help who look at me in church. You just have to see it. I come in here to give him everything I got, and whether you're in here or not, I'm giving it up. Whether you're looking at me or not, I'm giving God his all. That's why I don't sit in the pulpit. I'm not on display. I don't need nobody looking at me. I didn't come over here just because of you. Now, I come to fellowship with you, but not just for you. I come over here to get the word. I come over here to get my shown up praise on. I come over here to worship in spirit and in truth. So we got some things to consider today. And we want to examine ourselves. We want to take self-inventory. And it will be all right in Jesus' name. Listen, I'm going to play this one request this morning. I was so happy to be able to find it and get it downloaded and everything. So I'm going to play this one, and when we come back, the studio is open. So if anyone have anything they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one and come on in. Hallelujah. So let's go to this one.
Day is almost night, and I don't want to lose this fight, no. I fooled around much too long. Oh, yes, I have. Now I've been left. But you see, I don't want to ever look back. No, 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 no. Because I know that I've done wrong. Oh, Lord, if you give me the strength I need, Lord, I want to be able to see, and I
Hallelujah. Holy One. Oh, yeah. And I believe her name is Anaya Figaro. Anaya Figaro. Hallelujah. And I got a request for that yesterday, and I was able to find it last night and get it downloaded. So we thank God again this morning for good gospel music. And the studio is open. If anyone have anything they would like to say, like to add, like to take away, maybe you want to speak this morning, whether, you know, say hello or whatever. But the studio is open. I met a wonderful lady last night at the front door. She brought the little girl around here to purchase something. And, you know, I shared with her, you know, we're not doing it no more, this, that, and the other. And we began to talk about the Lord at the door. And I tell you, we stood there for a while, and we shared, and we had a wonderful time. So I gave her the number to call into the show, and I gave her the website, how she can go online, you know what I'm saying, and come to the chat room if she like, and that kind of thing. But it was just beautiful. She said, I'm so glad this little girl made me come around here. I said, I am too. Excuse me. Because we had a wonderful, wonderful fellowship. And I just thank God for it this morning. And I see you, Brother Frank. I'm bringing you in right now. I was looking for Brother Ron this morning. God bless you, Brother Frank. How are you this morning?
Wonderful. God bless you. I'm just thankful to God this morning for being able to just let me for God just let me be here to be able to hear his word, hear his commandments, and most of all, understand clearly where I was maybe in the dark, now I'm in the light. Yeah. And as I was listening to you this morning, I just had it in my spirit that all these years or whatever that I'm just as guilty as the people who I've been out there accusing. So I have to come before the Father and repent and ask for forgiveness so that I can be able to receive his full blessings from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, and that I need to get the tree out of my eye before I can look at the dust in someone else's eye. And I have to clean up my house and around my front door and keep it clean, because in order for me to be able to let the Holy Spirit come into me, I have to let Jesus come in and clean me up on the inside. So like that song say, something on the inside, working on the outside. I love that song, and that's what I know that I want God to do for me, and I want him to do sincerely. And whomever does something to me, all through God's word, he given us instructions on what to do. It's not left up to us for vengeance. It's not left up to us for revenge. It's all left up to do for to do love, have love, power, love, and self-control. That's the spirit of the Lord. And most of all, to love your brother, your sister, as yourself. When you love the Lord, that God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And and I'm just listening to you this morning, and I have the full ratification of what it means. And it seemed like this day on the 17th of February, 2014, God opened my eyes up again. And each time he opened my eyes up, I thank him. But most of all, I thank him for his love and that for Jesus Christ. I thank him for Jesus Christ, because without Jesus Christ, I myself would not have a remote chance of even hearing his word and putting it in my heart. And I love him for that. And I just want to thank you this morning, and I do it all in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Amen, Brother Frank. Amen. You like me. How can I get this big old tree? I mean, how can I get the tree out of your eye when I got one stuck through mine? And sometimes it's stuck through both of mine. But I'm barely can see, but yet I can see all that's wrong with you. And I can't see nothing that's really wrong with me. And that's what we got to get. We got to get to ourselves and stop looking at what's wrong with others. Begin to pray for these people, for real, and ask God to deliver them from whatever we think and we see that's wrong with them. Because after all, they belong to God. And that's the way I look at the sinner. He may be doing some things, but he belonged to God. God made him for his pleasure. Who am I? He didn't call me to be judge and jury. Yeah. He called me to pray that man might be saved. Hallelujah. So it's all right today in Jesus' name. And I was looking for Brother Ron, as I was going to say, because he wanted them knee-high sodas that I was able to get them for him, and I get the company out of Missouri to ship them to him. And Brother Frank, that thing a little expensive. They charged $22 just on the shipping of the knee-high sodas.
That's what I was trying to. I didn't get a chance to to get with you. I was going to let you know. It's not no inexpensive thing. It's kind of expensive for them to do it, even though it's up there on that Amazon. But the cheapest way to do it would have been for Brother Ron or myself get with you, give you the information to put it in so that they're delivered to the front door.
Right.
See, so
they're delivering it to his front door.
Okay,
yeah,
then.
I never got a chance to touch it. They're sending it straight to him.
Okay. Well, then, I didn't get a chance to talk to him over the weekend, but I was going to let him know that it's not a piece of cake to get them there. And by all means, it's expensive and it needs to be taken care of. But let me ask you this. Okay. Have you taken care of it already, or are you still waiting to hear from him?
No, we took care of it the other day.
Oh, okay. Because what I was going to do was going to get with you and then just have you do the information for me and have them send it to me. You know how we do it. I was going to have you do it there because I said, oh, my goodness, it might be $12 a 24-pack or whatever, but that shipping and handling, they're gonna kind of put that on us.
Yeah,
so it's going to end up being about the...
And now this is what I'm knowing. Now I'm knowing it's not costing that much to ship it, you see, because
right.
of this. When I ship those cans to you, it's the same ounce of cans.
Right.
I send those cans to you. A 12-pack is a little bit expensive. Not really, really, but you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I know a 24-pack, they want it much more, and then they're going to throw that little handling fee in there.
Right.
For them having to go, you know, to the post office, the gas, this, that, and the other, they're going to throw that in there.
Mm-hmm.
So when I looked at what the Lord blessed me to do, I was like, it wasn't me high. It was Chet Peach, but guess what? Nonetheless, he got some peach soda.
Right. So
yeah.
So he doesn't have knee high, huh?
he got knee high. He got the knee high.
Okay.
I'm looking here in the stores because I never really looked in Walmart and to see if they carry a knee high product and would they have peach because they know people love that peach soda.
Absolutely.
So they may have it there. And I'm going to check in Sam's and some other places.
Right.
And if they got it here, I know I can ship it to you less expensive. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. But remember
that, yeah, they got the priority boxes now with flat rates. One flat rate, no matter how much the box weighs, they will still ship it to you.
Okay, then. That'll be good. But like I said, if not, then we can get together and take care of it without no problem whatsoever.
I understand,
because,
but I want to try to do this myself. And
I understand.
I got some other things coming your way and Sister Gwen's way, and because I forgot the candy bag, so I'm getting them out.
Okay, but I'm just saying, let me say this because my heart is so full. You have done so much in the way of my life till like it's not like you need to do anything else in anything that I ask for or do. God blesses me to be able to do it because I'm getting a fulfilled blessing from just listening to you. Just speak the word of God. So it's like it's all good. So, but I, like I say, I can wait for whatever you have to do for me. And like I say, if we can't, then we'll work it out. That's the reason I was trying to get with Brother Ron, let him know, like, wow, it ain't no piece of cake sending stuff through Amazon, because I have ordered a couple of things on Amazon, at least someone ordered it for me, and it just didn't, okay, they charge more for the shipping and handling than the product itself costs. But I wanted it, so God made a way for me to get it. But I understand what you're saying. And I just want to let you know, though, if you can't, then we'll go another way.
All right. I got you, Brother Frank. I got what you're saying.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. And I mean, you're always a blessing. You're always a blessing, and you never complain about anything. And whenever you come in to say something, you always speak positive and speak blessings and share from your heart. And I know God is blessing you, and he's going to bless you much, much more. But
yes.
If something that I can do for you, you know, as well, it's like you saying you want to do here, you know, I'm more than willing. Because what we're doing is it's really not about the money. It's about the love we have one for another.
That's right. That's
and
what
if it's
about.
Something I got that you want or you need and I can get it to you, I want to do it. The same with you, same with Brother Ron, Sister Ellis, and many of the others, you know, Brother D down there, Brother Louis, you know, we help each other out. We help each other out. And it's truly a blessing. And so we thank God this morning for each other, because he said in his word, be especially good to the members of the household of faith, which is his house. See, we are joint heirs. We are related through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And therefore, we love one another, and we want to help each other out. And I like to hear testimonies, and I like to hear how Sister Thor did. Which brings me to this. Tomorrow is Sister Gwen's birthday.
I know.
And I want to remember to wish her a happy birthday on tomorrow. And I sent a little birthday gift out, and she called me and was asking me questions about it, Brother Frank. Oh, this is it. Now, that card that was in there, I said, that's from the lady who made your gift. If you like it enough and you wanted her to make something else, you have a way that you can contact her.
Okay.
Yeah,
now,
and so we went on there. And whatever, if I say, well, you know, Brother Frank wanted this and that. Well, I wanted it too, this, that, and the other. And you never did say nothing about this. So, yeah, and then we laugh. We have some good laughs over the phone and different things. But most times, ladies, you know, they get together and be different than when the men get together with a sister. Now, when two sisters get together, they go some places and talk about some things, and then they might want this, that, and the other. But we share with one another. I'm working on Mother Booker because I want to bless her, but I'm just not able right now, but eventually I am going to bless Mother Booker in a way where it knock her socks off, because she's a good woman and she's a godly woman, and Mother Booker will do what she can. But we know that, you know, she have a few medical complications, but still, Mother, you know, do all that she can, and she love her children, and, you know, she love us too. And she'll be back. Let her get her little phone business taken care of, and the mother will be back. But we thank God this morning for each other. And I believe this is the way that it should be. And I sure thank him for sending a Louis. I thank him for sending a Frank and a D and a Andrea Ellis. You know, people that they're going to be there no matter what. I don't care what nobody else say about it. I'm going. And I'm going to support her. I may not have money, but I can support her with my word. And Brother Ron is one of them kind. Brother Ron going to come in, and he's going to say something. Yeah, Sister Ellis will call me. I will ask her something. She would tell me the truth. And then sometimes I don't ask her. She's just going to tell me things. And now I know. Yeah. And so it's just a beautiful thing to have friends. Yeah, friends. see. And they, what they told me in the world, it's hard to find friends today, even in the church.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Sister Barbara.
Yes, sir.
Sister Gwen sent me a box and made me thought it was my birthday. It came. They came. Two boxes came to the door, and I said, she called me and said, "What did you get?" I said, "Yeah, I got them." She said, "Well, open them up, Sister Barb." I'm telling you, I don't know what this woman did, but boy, she sent me everything that I talked about on the phone.
Uh-huh.
I said I might wanted it and wasn't able to go get it. It was in
uh-huh.
the box.
Yes, sir.
I done had a weekend, a birthday. I'm celebrating her birthday for her Valentine's Day, President's Day, Gwen's birthday, and anybody else's birthday. She sent me a box full of goodies. And, I mean, they came and they was intact.
Yes. And
everything
look,
was intact.
And, Brother Frank, that's what she do. When she sends boxes here, it's two, three. Then I was sitting here one day, and the UPS people came. They brought another box.
Mm-hmm.
I was here the other day, and the post lady came to the door, and she said, "I set your box right there by the door." I opened the door and look at the box, Sister Gwen.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me
mm-hmm.
when your birthday in a few days. I think on the 17th is the day they let me release this or something. She told me, "About your birthday, that will be there." I said, "Lord, what in the world is it that this woman do?" And look,
I'm telling you.
She sent me things with scriptures on them, Brother Frank. Nice stuff.
Me too. She sent me.
She said, "I go out and the Lord lead and guide me, and I just find it." She said, "I know you don't like people sending you a lot of stuff because you're not that way." She said, "But when I'm in a store and the Lord said, send that to Evangelist Matt," she said, "That's what I do, whether you like it or not, Evangelist Matt. I got to do it." I said, "Well, look at this right here. All the candy she sent had scriptures
mm-hmm.
on it for the children."
That's right.
And then she told me, "I found a bathroom set with all scriptures mm-hmm. on it." I said, "Oh, this woman,
mm-hmm.
said, where in the world do she shop?"
I'm telling you.
She said,
and
Lord,
what gets... I don't
know
where
she
shop. Yeah,
the Lord sent it out, and she find these places, and when she find it, it's got just what she need in there to send to whoever she want to send it to.
She surprised me, I'm telling you. I was just telling her some things I wanted, some eating, you know, food like. And
right.
she kept asking the questions. And not only that, then she sent me, and she did a little box of dessert. I had a dessert along with my snacks. I was able to look at the All-Star game and eat cheese and summer sausages and Ritz and drink beet juice and eat candy behind. I got to go do some kind of exercise today, cause
okay.
Every time I put my mouth, Sister Gwen, you know you all right. You know that you done looked all the way at my heart. I thank God for you and her. I thank God for y'all.
I sure do. I thank God for Sister Gwen, because I'm telling you, this woman will get it done through the mail. And
yeah,
I told her,
Sister
Gwen, I don't want you spending your money on shipping. I said, because it costs the shipping. And she said, "Evangelist Mac, it's all right." She went one place, I think, down to the UPS store and talked to the manager, because she had sent me these dishes and one of the big bowls broke. Nice dishes.
Yeah.
She said, "When I went to back to check on the report, because I told her it had broken, she put in a report for it." She said the man talked to her like she was crazy, but they
mm-hmm.
went on and paid her for the dish. But he talked to her like she was lying and something, but Sister Gwen didn't pay that no attention, and she's still shipping stuff. I said, "Go ahead."
Absolutely.
Okay, go ahead, Sister Gwen. Get your blessing. Be a giver. I am bad at you, because I used to do a lot of shipping for eBay. I know I could do some shipping for the saints. Yeah,
that's
and
right.
We can stuff to one another. So if there's something you think that we have in Florida that you don't have where you are, you let us know, and we'll get that thing down there to you. Yeah,
all right.
You can
have
that very thing that you thought you couldn't get a hold of.
I'm telling you.
It's up this way. And if I think you got something down there that I want, I'm gonna ask you down there, send it on up. Do I have to pay the shipping on it? Just send it on up here, because this is like Brother Frank. This is what I want.
That's right.
What I want it, I'm gonna have to pay for it.
Yes. That's right. And God,
yeah.
To
and
God be the glory.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
And God
yes,
even gave his favor with the lady Jackie inside the post office. They're a beautiful lady inside and out. And when she see me, hey, girl, say, Jackie. And we just start laughing. And
all
I
right.
get to the counter. I don't care how long the line is. We're going to hold a quick conversation.
Oh.
Yeah. And
mm-hmm.
go ahead, Brother Frank.
And see, I have a praise testimony, too. My postman, from just seeing me, my postman brings my mail and puts it on my front porch for me. My UPS man comes to the door and makes sure that I get my boxes. And my trash man puts my trash can back up by my garage door. To God be the glory for all that, all because of the kindness and love that I show them, that how much I appreciate what they're doing for me. And God puts it in my heart to let them know. And I'm on a, like a first name basis, and I just got in the neighborhood. And they, hey, Frank, beep, beep, here, ring the doorbell, beep, beep, got your mail here, got your medicine. Okay, we signed the UPS man. I already put your X down for you. You're good to go. Here, your medicine. Said, we know yours is the first stop. Then I go and do the rest. You okay? And this is God in favor.
Yes.
See, favor with his peoples and his children, showing us that what you're doing is not in vain. You are doing what Jesus did when he wrapped the towel around his waist and got down and started washing the feet.
Yes.
We're servers. We're here to serve and to honor and obey God's word and do what he say do, and to show people the love. Show them, the neighbor say, well, he really kind of means it, huh, when he say he's blessed. But he's blind, but he's blessed. He's walking, he's always grinning, he's always laughing. What's happening? I know that my Redeemer is God, and he told me that whatever is taken away from me, he's going to give it back to me and then some. And
Hallelujah.
That alone, it let me
Hallelujah.
Know that it's truth and the faith in the Father, that
yes.
his Son came when I wasn't even thinking about myself and left the Holy Spirit here for me. And I always want the Holy Spirit grinning. So I feel him inside, all next to me and all around in
yes,
the name
sir.
Of Jesus. Okay.
Amen. Amen. And that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. Because, see, let me tell you something. When I wake up in the morning, I can wake up with a smile. As a day, all day, I'm happy. All day, I'm not frowning, and none of that. Because, as you said, he gave me the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And it never meet a stranger, and it always prompt me to help somebody. It always prompt me to give. And it's a good feeling to be able to give to somebody.
Yeah,
I see a lot of the smiles on the children's face. Some kids jump up and down when they leave the door because of what I've given them. Thank you so much, one little boy said. He said it with so much. I said, ooh, wee, he is happy over that right there. And then they come and knock on the door, and if I don't say nothing, I mean they bam on the door. I said, now, if I was taking a nap, that nap really would have been disturbed. You got garbage? I said, no, I don't have no garbage. I didn't cook today. They'll come back later on. Ms. Mac, you got garbage to take out? The blessings of the Lord, he gave us favor.
Yes.
And he put people in our path that see the good in us, and they want to be a blessing to us because they see so many others out there that's mean. They see so many others out there that's not going to give nobody nothing.
Yes. Yeah.
They just rake in all they can rake in, and the more they rake in, the less they have because holes are in their pockets. And not because they're just not paying tithes and offering, but they're just not going to give nothing to God.
That's right. That's
right. So they're looking at the people and not looking at these the people of God, and God is using me to bless them.
Yes.
So it's holes in their pocket. The more you rake, the less you have. Yeah.
Yes.
But it's all right today in Jesus' name. And I just wanted to share that. I want to say good morning to your area code 315 and Sister Andrea Ellis and Brother D this morning, Brother Louis. God bless you, those that are coming through all of the social media websites. God bless you, and Lisa and Chris and Raju and Ebert McGraw and Sister Mary and all of those, Pastor Brian, Pastor Sanchez, Chaplain Bob, and so many others over on Google this morning. God bless you for tuning in. And those that come through the archives, we thank God for your listening. After the show has been recorded, I thank God for each of you, because many people work. And when they get home from work, they listen to Jesus in the morning before going to bed or whatever they do. And so we just thank God so much for you tuning in with us daily. Those that are reposting the Jesus in the morning way to get here to listen and go in the chat room, we thank God for you. We thank God for you because that's support. And we thank God for just wanting to be lowly and humble and just down-to-earth everyday people facing reality. And the reality for me is Jesus is the way today, the truth, and the life. And all the way I'm going to make it is if I'm following him. Hallelujah. I'm allowing the Spirit of God to lead and guide me. So we're grateful this morning. And is there anyone else have something they would like to say? You might just want to say hello or how do I get peach soda or whatever you want to ask today. Feel free to press one and come on in. Oh, yeah. Now, I tell you, here, I can't eat it. I sure want me some. It's a thing called hog head cheese. I know you know what I'm talking about, Brother Frank.
Oh, yes, yes.
And they sell it up here at the Star Meat Market, where you told me to go up there and talk to the man at. That thing looks so good in the pack, but it'll send my blood pressure through the roof, so I don't bother. But many days I look at it and with some unsalted saltine crackers,
yeah,
and a little piece of cheese on it. You know the kind of cheese that have that red wrap around it, the old fashioned cheese.
That's what I'm talking about.
They got that up there, Brother Frank. And I wanted to get that and hit it one time. And I'm going to tell you what I want to drink with it, grape soda.
That's right. That's right. Oh, my goodness, yes. Oh, yes.
I can't touch it, though, Brother Frank. I can't touch the hog head cheese.
And
a little piece of cheese and a cracker and grab a half a cup of grape soda and go home. But I'm longing for the hog head cheese. Not that we don't have it here. I just can't eat it.
Well, see, the thing is that now when I was in Alabama, they had that hog head cheese, that gray hog head cheese.
That
good hog head cheese. But when I got to California, the hog head cheese was made a little different, but they had the hot and the mild, the regular hog head cheese. So I used to go get my little slices. But what I did was I used to put it in vinegar. I let it sit in vinegar a minute or two, and then it wouldn't be so bad on my blood pressure. But I haven't touched it. Now, my auntie in Detroit, she made some, and she throwed it up in my face. She said, well, I made some hog. I said, you what? She said, yeah. I said, like the kind we used to have? Oh, yeah, I made it. And I got some up in the refrigerator because I can't eat much of it because of my blood pressure. I said, well, what you do, what you can do? She said, after I got through, I took me a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar with a little water and drank it, and it was okay. I said, well, okay, you do that. But, yeah, I love hog head cheese, but I can't handle it now. Hog head cheese. But I eat the Longhorn cheese and the cracker. I eat that now.
Yeah, me
peel
too.
Peel that little red skin off of it and go for that. I could eat that all day.
Me too. It's not as bad as that hog head cheese because that's pork.
Yeah, right. That's not bad. And get my grape soda. I used to get my grape soda. Oh, man. My mouth used to be purple all the time from grape soda.
That's right. I love that grape. I sure do. Brother Lewis, his dad used to make that hog head cheese, too.
Yeah,
my dad used to make that, the South meat, the Brunswick stew. Oh, yeah. And my mom
was
a thin layer of whole cake of cornbread on top of the stove. And
okay.
I eat Brunswick Stew. Lord have mercy.
Yes, yes. Now, the other day you was talking about the chicharrones.
Yes.
That okay. Now, back home we used to call them cracklings, but when I got to California, they say chicharrones. So what I did was I went over to the Hispanic area, and I got me some chicharrones. I mean, they had them all, and boiled them down. And back in the day, and I used to make crackling bread.
Okay.
And I did and crackling bread, and get me some of those lima beans. Oh my goodness, hurt myself.
I eat it with cornbread. I got your area code 203. Bear with me 1 second. You know what else, Brother Lewis? Brother Frank. Now, this chicharrones that these Cuban people make, the name of the restaurant is El Mofongo, and it's over here in Jacksonville on 103rd Street. Now, they cook this thing up, and they put it in the oven and dry it out.
Yes.
Frank, that skin is crispy on it, and it's got a streak of fat. Oh,
that's
that thing
right.
Is, oh, my goodness, it's ridiculously good. And I was telling my daughter, I said, I ain't been to El Mofongo in a while, but because they got that, it's a dulce leche cake where they dip the cake in the three milks.
Yeah.
Oh, they got that over there in Bro Frank. Let me tell you something. This lady here, if ever there was a dulce leche cake, this lady makes it. And I'm telling you, the icing on the cake, I could just eat the icing alone. So I can go over there and buy. And when I go in there, I've been going so long, you know, they know me. And, you know, I talk to everybody. I said, now, when I go in there, I'm going to ask for a half of a slice. Don't get the whole slice. Tell her to get the other half to somebody else if she can. Because I eat that whole slice, and I know that thing is fattening because it tastes too good not to be.
That's right.
That's a wonderful cake. If you never had it, try that. Oh,
okay.
That. Oh, my goodness. That thing is something to taste. Oh, yeah. All right, area code 203, we done talked about food. I'm bringing you in right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are
God
you today?
God bless you. God bless you. I bless you. Since that's the river's calling.
Yes.
God bless. I'm sitting here about ready to take me a plane out to go where all that good cooking at.
All right, now come on down.
I'm in the Lee, Connecticut, where all this cold and snow. And go down there where y'all cooking all of that good food.
Yeah, so come on the
flight. Right.
A lot warm.
Yeah.
It's a lot warmer past the river.
Yeah,
it is
I guess
so good to hear your voice this morning.
Yeah. Yes, I had today off, you know, because, you know, I'm usually working.
Yes.
But I had today off, President's Day, so I told my brother Pedro, I said that I got to call sister and see how she's doing. I haven't heard from you in a while.
Yes.
I will be calling you.
And I'm checking on you, too. I get so caught up around here some days I don't get back to everybody. I don't get to call the people, you know, that's on my list. Because I got me a list of folks now. Every 9 days
uh-huh.
you don't hear from me. It might be six months, and all of a sudden I give you a call because I've gotten around to calling. But I will be calling you more often. And I thank God for this opportunity this morning to hear your voice again.
God bless. Yeah, to hear yours.
Hallelujah.
It's a blessing. I am supposed to have been in South Carolina for the weekend, my brother's, which is my bishop's anniversary, but the weather is, you know, hinder it from happening, but we just thank God for even having the Spirit of God and yet feeling His presence.
Yeah,
you know, even though we wasn't able to be there, but we was making connection there.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And eventually, when it warm up, maybe in the summer, sometime in the middle of June or the ending of June, I'm going to try and get your way because I was up there and I truly enjoyed myself. Oh,
God,
yeah, I had a wonderful time. And so I'm going to try and get back that way again if the Lord says the same, either in the middle of June or the ending, whichever one the Lord gives.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Lord Jesus. God, we thank you today. And listen, let me do this right quick while I have you on the phone. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come today asking that you would bless your servant, Pastor Rivers. Lord, I ask that you would bless this woman going out and bless her coming in. Father, continue to meet the need in her life. according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. And today, Father, we touch and agree that you would bless this woman from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. We ask that you would move for her in a mighty way this day. Lord, do it like you've never done it before. To show her, God, that you're yet blessing her the more. And not only do you hear, but God, you're answering the more in her faith. Do it today in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We thank you right now, God. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory and praise. And we ask it all again in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
You know what? I know this. I know that the enemy does not like you, and then I've seen some things creeping around, but Albertina Walker sung a song, and I can hear this for you this morning. The enemy tried to block me. Yes, he did. By crowding my mind, oh Lord, with misery. But God wouldn't let him. He just wouldn't let him get me down. In spite of it all, I can see it. Angels were cast all around. Look at me now. I'm still here. Thank you, Jesus. I'm still here. I've made it through.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, have you? I've been through the fire, and I've been through the blood, but I'm still here, being kept by his love. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. We thank you
Jesus.
Right now for
thank
what you're
you,
doing
Lord.
Right now. Father,
thank
we thank you,
you
this morning.
Thank
Father,
you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And we give you glory, thank honor, and praise.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, thank you. Hallelujah.
We bless you. Lord, we bless you. Yeah, Nicole tried to take over me, but I'm going right on in his name. I just.
All right. Amen. Amen.
All of
thank
so
you,
what
Jesus.
What Nicole have to
thank
do. The cold just have to wait till I'm not busy. And if it want to come, it do what it do. But while I'm busy, I don't have time for the cold, so it have to go.
All right.
And it looks better on the go, going on away from me, because I'm too busy for it. Oh, yeah. And
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
So is there anyone else who has something they would like to say? All right. All right, well, as they say in church, if our hearts and minds are clear this morning, we're moving right along. All right, let me see if Brother Lewis saying something over there. Y'all know he has something to say. All right, he was just praising, that's all. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So listen,
hallelujah.
At this time I'm going to pray us out, and I thank God for his many blessings, because for Pastor Rivers to come here today, that's truly a blessing. Ah, yeah.
Amen.
So I just thank him this morning.
Hallelujah.
He's always
thank
giving
you.
Me something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. We thank you this morning. And, Father, as we depart this morning, we ask that, God, you would bless every caller and every listener going out and bless them coming in. Father, today we ask that, Lord, you would lead us by your spirit today and give us a heart and mind to follow. All for your glory, God, and that we come out with the testimony. We're your people. You made us for your pleasure. Lord, it was you who saved us. You sanctified us, and you gave us your spirit today. And, Lord, we just want to be more like your son, Jesus. We want to be lowly and humble and obedient unto you. And, Father, whatever's pleasing unto you, this is what we want to do. Or do it for us and in us today, in the name of Jesus. Bless every caller and every listener. Bless those that are coming through the archives to take a listen. Bless as only you can do today, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you right now. We give you glory, honor, and all the praise for your worthy today. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another. In the name of Jesus, go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus. Give someone something of quality. God loves the cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you this day in Jesus' name. And we ask the Lord to bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. Tell somebody about it and invite somebody to come tomorrow. Hallelujah. Let's see what God does. I have a blessed day. We're going to our last song of the morning. And after this song, I won't be coming back. And so at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye. And I find that next song. I was looking at it. Okay, there it is.
God bless.
Darling, let's go get him.
Give me that joy I can't explain. An extra peace that'll ease my pain. For that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that. Give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that. Give me that.
Oh,
anybody ready?
Oh,
ready for His glory?
Oh,
if you are sick of a life,
oh,
let me tell you the story.
Oh,
every place that's dark,
oh,
He will bring it to light.
Oh,
hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Oh,
see, I include myself.
Oh,
I cast my own stone. I can see my wrong, but I'm here by grace, through Christ by faith. I had to make that choice, I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain, add extra peace that'll ease my pain, hold that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place, as much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Oh,
anybody tired?
Oh,
you want the show to end?
Oh,
get the actors off stage.
Oh,
and let church begin.
Oh,
do you want a revolution?
Oh,
you want to hear new songs?
Oh,
see, God is cleaning up house. At first he started right at home. No more miracle water. Prayer calls for money and fame. See, everybody got a title. But do you know your name? If we humble ourselves, people fall on our face. And ask God everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Give me that,
give me that.
Ooh, I want the power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place, as much of you, Lord, as I could take.
I see you.
Give me that,
one more time.
Give me that,
one more time.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. And it's the peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, give me the power to walk away. When another God wants to take.
The
give me that joy I can't explain. I'm at a loss of words now. I'm so happy, you make me happy now. Yeah. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Hallelujah.